Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I got very excited this week.
No, why?
Because I tweet, because James Arthur's new song, I Am In Love With It. So I just tweeted that. Guess who retweeted me?
Yourself. You can do that on Twitter now.
No. The man himself.
James Arthur.
Yeah. I hope he writes a song about me.
I think we both know that's never going to happen.
Why? I think it's quite promising. He retweeted and all that.
I think you're full of...
Dear. Whatever day it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we keep up appearances. We're talking about appearance, attractiveness, and all things about the world's most attractive people. We're talking about our appearances and appearances of people we probably know and like, probably hate.
I get a feeling it's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello and welcome to episode 36 of Luke and Lucy FM. Thank you so much for popping us in your ears. We do hope you find our voices attractive. And if you'd like previous episodes, just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy, this episode is all about, you know, appearance
all
and
about
attractiveness.
Appearances.
You've not made an effort today.
Thanks.
I mean,
thanks.
All I'm saying is you could have made a bit more of an effort. You've got your grandma's jumper on. You're wearing some sort of Del Boy gold chains.
What's wrong with my gold chains?
Fake Michael Kors glasses.
They are not fake, please.
And fake hair extensions.
Not fake, please.
So, yeah. You could have made a bit
Roll
of an effort.
On.
I'm Luke Marsden.
Says the one.
And a true fact about me is I like to insult Lucy. No,
still got that flick in your hair, I think.
I can't get it out. It's like something about Murray. A true fact about me is that I sent my first ever tweet on the 11th of February, 2009.
Ooh.
Yeah, true fact.
I think I started in 2009. I don't know what my first tweet was there.
Mine was about
probably
watching Friends.
Joining Twitter.
Watching Friends at the weekend. Hashtag busy, busy.
I
don't think I was that busy that weekend, maybe I was. Lucy Hilton, what's a true fact about you?
I guess I joined Facebook in 2007 after I converted from MySpace.
Oh, so the convert happened. You didn't have two parallel. You had
got rid of MySpace.
Wow.
Joined Facebook.
That is a bit of a monumental moment back in 2000.
I miss MySpace. Like, you had all your friends, didn't you? Like, your favourite friends listed.
Well, we discussed this previously on an episode about social media and how it evolved. Please do check that out. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes.
But social media, I guess, is all about appearances. People only want to put the pictures that they like and what they think
and
they look good on.
It's about keeping up appearances on social media.
Like, some people might be the most miserable people on earth, having the worst day ever, yet will take a fake photograph of them looking amazing, pretending that their life is amazing.
Showing people that, you know, oh, look at my new bag, that actually it's just an empty bag that you found in a bin behind Selfridges.
To be fair, they might have amazing lives and it's just me being bitter and twisted.
I think I've rubbed off on you, to be honest.
You have. You've made me cynical.
I think you're probably right.
I mean, I used to be the most happiest person in the world.
Until
I started the radio.
You know, though, Lucy, you kind of, if you go on Instagram, there's a good point you just made, though, right? You go on Instagram, what's the thing that you see the most on Instagram?
Pictures of women with the boobs.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm on Instagram.
Just pictures of women posing.
And the faces. Aside from the cleavage, it's faces.
Yeah.
There's one person in particular who's, I'm not going to name her because it wouldn't be right. You don't know her. And
really? Is it like a celebrity?
No, just somebody I know. And hi, Sarah, if you're listening. And she posts every single Instagram photo as a picture of her face.
Seriously? Every single picture?
I've got some breaking news, Sarah. Your face doesn't look that great.
Oh.
So she doesn't listen to this podcast,
Sarah,
I hope.
I would batter him if I was you.
That's it. Why don't you promote
violence?
I'd
get some knives out the drawer them at him.
This escalated. Lucy, when we mention appearances and stuff, though, like that kind of evolves. Because when you're a kid, you've no choice what you were.
No, not at all. It's not even what you were or what you look like. You're born a certain way, aren't you? You can't change that. Or can you?
Or can you? Because there's a guy recently who's just been on TV here in the UK. He spent £20,000 trying to look like Kim Kardashian, not Kim Mersh. She might have had work done.
And, I think she has.
And then there's another guy who spent about 50 grand to look like David Beckham.
I actually saw the guy who wanted to look like Kim Kardashian out one time a couple of months ago. His face is just insane.
It
is
insanely bad.
Yeah, and I'm really sorry if you're listening to the podcast now. You're probably like a really wonderful person.
Does Kim Kardashian listen to this? Because if she does, he will.
Well, oh yeah, maybe. I don't think Kim listens to it yet.
Hi, Kim. Hi Kanye.
Hi, Kanye. But no, it was not. It was scary.
I mean,
it was
I'll be honest,
scary.
I don't use the word freak a lot, but it's freakish.
Yeah, and you've spent that much money. And don't get me wrong, Kim Kardashian is beautiful, but you've spent that much money to look like her, and you look nothing like her. You look like a gremlin from...
Gremlins. If we're talking about Kim Kardashian, though, you look at early pictures of Kim Kardashian. She looks nothing. She's matured.
Yeah, well, she's had surgery.
And she looks better
for it. Some good surgery, like that other guy.
That other guy, who's frankly, a car crash would have made him an improvement. you know, you, as a kid, you've no choice, but kind of, you're born a certain way, but also the way you dress aids in appearance. You can have somebody who doesn't, especially babies, you can have some pretty ugly babies. You shove them in a pink outfit
or
a blue bonnet. And frankly, you know, you could dress a baby up. It's like, you know, dressing an ugly Christmas tree up.
Yeah.
However, as you get a bit older and you suddenly discover yourself and discover appearances and stuff. I mean, I'll be honest, and I'm willing to admit this on Luke and Lucy FM. It's an exclusive. I had an issue of deodorant up to the age of 14.
What do you mean? You sweated a lot?
As in, I didn't wear any deodorant.
Ew. Well, I kind of thought I could smell something.
No, I mean, come on, that was a long time ago. And I've also, you know, you might picture this, Lucy, but, you know, obviously, when I was a child, I wore underpants.
Batman.
You know, no, but just whatever my mum put on me, basically, when I was a kid.
Maybe your mum put Calvin's on you.
Maybe it was a designer baby. Unfortunately, I wasn't. I grew up in Wigan. We can't afford Calvin's. And I really kind of only got out of underpants. Maybe 10 years ago? 29, no.
So what do you wear now, then?
Boxer shorts.
Oh, okay. Oh, so, like, you're on about Y-fronts.
Yeah.
So when you was, like, 20, you still wore Y-fronts?
Just into boxer shorts, then.
But your girlfriend loved that.
I didn't have a girlfriend at the time. Maybe that's why.
That's probably why.
But, I think you get a choice. You get a choice about appearances. Like, for example, Lucy, I've looked at previous photos of you.
Now, you've developed.
Some would say you've had work done based on those photos. And
you
look better now than you did years ago.
Do you know, I think I look older? I do look older.
Obviously, you look older. Your forehead does. But let's talk about your glasses.
I've got a good forehead, I think.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. It needs a bit of, you know.
I don't need Botox just yet.
Oh, yeah, give it another year. but I think, because obviously back then, you didn't really wear glasses as much as you do now. And the glasses really suit you now. I really feel as though, as your appearance, they aid to it.
Oh, right. So I look ugly without glasses, you're
saying? I'm not saying that. Just it's a bit
weird.
You're
calling me ugly without glasses. Right.
I don't think I suit glasses.
End of the podcast. I quit. I'm doing my own podcast to rival yours.
What are you going to call it? Lucy FM?
Yeah.
You know, so based on your appearance, Lucy, right?
Oh, do you not think I look cute without my glasses?
Yeah, look,
like a really bad complex now.
I think you've already got that. 35 weeks ago, you got that complex. Lucy, you know, when it comes to appearance, though, you put a lot of onus on your appearance, right?
A lot of what?
It's a big word that means a lot of, you know, you make a big deal of your appearance.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like to wear makeup, if that's what you mean. Yeah.
Why? Why do you wear makeup?
Because it makes me feel more confident.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you think that's why most girls wear makeup?
I'd say so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you not like the natural beauty look? Very few girls can pull off.
I don't think I wear loads, though. Like, I'll put a bit of blusher on.
You've not trailed it on.
No.
No. Not like your Kim Kardashian friend.
Not like
Kim
Kardashian
friend. Has to trail it on. So, yeah, you put a lot of onus on your appearance. Now, since kind of trying to get on the dating scene, I put a lot of onus on my appearance. Don't base it on today where I'm trying to grow.
Clearly not now. You've let yourself go a bit, haven't you?
But I'm trying to grow a bit of a moustache, and that's not true. I just haven't. My shaver's broke.
He still got the face of a 10-year-old boy.
Exactly. And let's hope when I'm 50, I still have a 10-year-old boy's face. And, you know, like I said, I do a flick in my hair, but I actually, that's because my hair is just like this now.
You need your haircut.
Yeah, I think I need some, it's greasy.
It's gross.
Thanks, Lucy. You know, do you think as well your circle of friends, that determines your appearance levels?
Yeah, I think you hang around with people who dress the same, like similar to you, and who wear the same makeup, do the same hair. Like, because obviously
clones
some people don't
other.
Give a crap. Like, yeah. They just stick some joggers on, go out the house. Some people really go for it. Like, on a Wednesday afternoon, wear so much makeup, wear like massive heels and stuff. Why could you be bothered? But yeah, I think you do what your friends do.
I think you do what your friends do to an extent. I mean, for example, you and I, if you and I were to take a photograph right now and tweet it at Luke and Lucy FM, you would not let me just tweet a raw photograph of us two.
That's
like this.
True. That is very true.
And why is that?
Well, because if
your appearance.
Yeah. Yeah. I care what people think about me. Do you not?
Of course, but that's sailed. So I figured that if you look at celebrities, right, if you look at some of the biggest names in the world,
yeah,
you don't really
Kimmy
ever
K.
Kimmy K. Other than that certain video on certain sites, you don't really see Kim Kardashian apart from
without
that also
makeup.
Magazine cover where she was naked and stuff. She's caked in makeup in that and in fake tan or whatever she's got.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, celebrities have to, because it's their brand. Kim Kardashian's brand, for example, is Kim Kardashian. She isn't selling a product. Well, she is now.
She's
selling herself. She's
like
50 products.
Her a
no, of course not. Well, I mean, we all are in a way. But I feel as though, you know, Kim Kardashian is at this level now where you need to see her look a certain way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't, then oh my God.
Some of the most attractive people in the world, though, the born lucky, I don't even think it's.
Good genes.
Exactly. I don't even think it's the self. Like Keira Knightley, she could wear a bin bag and still look like Keira Knightley.
Yeah. There's actually some photos on the Daily Mail this week of her. Keira Knightley, no makeup, scraggy hair, baggy jeans, baggy t-shirt. Literally, she could have not made any less effort. But she still looked gorgeous.
Because she's Keira Knightley.
Because she's Keira Knightley. She's naturally beautiful.
She's naturally beautiful.
Uh-huh.
So in a way, if you make an effort with your appearance and you try to make yourself look a certain way, you'd want your mate, your boyfriend or whatever, to reciprocate that and look a certain way, right?
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't want to leave the house with someone looking really scruffy.
Yeah, and would you tell them? Have you had this conversation previously with a boyfriend?
I remember my first boyfriend, I helped him out with what clothes to buy and stuff, yeah.
My girlfriend still does that on me.
Yeah,
in fact, actually,
you have to.
She vetoed two jackets the other week that I wanted to buy. She was like, oh, yeah, that's
oh,
great.
Oh, that nice little suede jacket you've got.
Yeah,
that was inspired. That's not yours.
Because the one I was going to pick, we got to the till and she was like, I've changed my mind.
Thank God you have Phoebe.
And I used her for a 10% student discount when she's
perfect.
Not even a student. So, you know, and this is the thing though, right? When you look at somebody, and you know, we've talked about this previously, it's a level of attractiveness and that's the first thing you see. But
yeah.
even if you see somebody, like, and there's been a girl previously in my life where I've kind of thought, do I fancy her? Do I not fancy her?
Who's
and
this?
Then I was, oh,
come
you
on,
don't,
name
no,
names.
You don't know her.
Get pictures out.
No, you definitely don't know her. And she, then I saw her on a night out in a dress and I thought, oh, okay.
She's quite cute.
Maybe because she had better legs and I couldn't see the legs when she was wearing these
god-awful
jeans. Maybe that's what it was.
God-awful jeans.
I mean, Lucy, some of the most attractive people in the world, who are they though? And what
who
classes
are they?
I mean, obviously their appearance is paramount to them.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's their kind of living really though, isn't it?
For like, most of them, unless they're good at acting.
That's the thing. Well, even if you're good at acting, you still have to look a certain way, I think. The way society is at the minute, if you look like crap, you are going to get hated on.
Hashtag haters.
I feel sorry
on Twitter
for some of these people. You can't just kind of, like, don't get me wrong, you'll have some days where you're feeling a bit run down and stuff. You go out and you will look like crap. But these people can't even have those days anymore.
No, those days don't exist.
It's
a full. No one didn't need full time makeup artists. I mean, to be honest, that's probably a trade you should get into now. There's probably a lot of money in full time makeup artists.
So, who do you think, in your opinion, is one of the most attractive people?
I don't know whether I think Kim Kardashian is one of the most attractive people in the world. And I think.
I
think somebody who also has a really good appearance constantly is, I mean, George Clooney, obviously, is you know, I'm not saying I find George Clooney attractive. I'm saying that, you know, he's one of the people. Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's ex-wife or whatever she is, she's a very attractive woman. She always presents herself, fair enough, in a bit of a quirky way.
Yeah, Yeah, there's something about her though which I'm not warming to with her.
Because she's more
attractive. She's attractive, that you probably.
That's what it is, Lucy.
Probably. Jealousy. It's so not true. Anyway, but I think a lot of these people, especially as they get older, and celebrities especially, they're using cosmetic surgery to enhance the looks. Can
to
either go
the
terrible,
yeah.
Or they can actually look pretty good.
The late, great Joan Rivers, she couldn't move her face.
Oh, yeah, it's weird. And
she actually looked younger when she did, when she was about 60 or 70.
Yeah, like...
Renee Zellweger has recently had whatever, she denies it. Yeah. But her face
is... She's completely different,
isn't it? It's
like
pruned itself.
I think she looks older now.
Yeah, she does.
Than, I know she is older, but like she's not growing old gracefully because of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel harsh now on Renee Zellweger. She's an awesome actress.
Renee,
Bridget
if you're
Jones
listening,
3, best film ever.
At Luke and Lucy FM, if you're listening, tweet us, we're so sorry.
We love you. But plastic surgery apparently wasn't always made for making people more attractive. It was originally used on dead people.
Oh, well, to make dead people more attractive.
Uh-huh. So apparently in Egypt, that they believe that a person's face would look the same in the afterlife as it did when it was buried. So after important people died, such as Tutankhamun, their bodies were tampered with in order to make the most prominent features stand out. That way, the person would be recognisable to everyone they met in the afterlife. The most common techniques used were the insertion of bones, seeds and bandages into a person's nose, cheeks or stomach. That is gross.
Have you ever been tampered with?
Bloody hope not.
No, that's just... Oh my
gross.
Word. That's, so the idea is that he'll retain his face in death and won't be a rotting corpse?
Yeah, I think so. I'd love to see Tutankhamun now and see what he looks like.
Probably less a rotting skeleton with high cheekbones.
Maybe, with high cheekbones.
I just think to myself...
And a big nose.
I mean, that sounds absolutely horrific.
It does sound bad, yeah.
But gross. The thing is, though, when these people have the plastic surgery these days and they're having bags shoved everywhere and they're having stuff stuck on the face to enhance the face, that's what it is now, mm-hmm. And that's what you've got to do. Now, there was actually an article that talked about if you merged loads of people together, you get the ultimate most desirable face in the world.
Okay.
The most desirable face in the world features eyebrows from Jennifer Lopez.
See, you can get eyebrow transplants now. So if you want Jennifer Lopez's eyebrows...
Just kill her and take her eyebrows. Ears, Keira Knightley's ears.
Keira Knightley's ears?
I don't even think she has that nice ears.
I can't remember her ears.
The nose, the Duchess of Cambridge is donating her nose to the world's most attractive face. Lips, Penelope Cruz, she's got a good set of lips.
Yes, she has.
Jawline, sure.
Mm.
Maybe back in the day, not so much now.
She's had a lot of work as well, hasn't she?
Forehead, Miley Cyrus.
Really? She's not got a bad forehead, actually.
As far as forehead's good, she's got a good forehead, yeah.
She pulls off, like, short hair. Not a lot of people can.
Cheeks, Angelina Jolie. I agree with that, yeah.
True.
Although they'll be sad now, obviously, with her and Brad Pitt. Skin, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, really?
I don't know whether or not Reese Witherspoon has a good skin.
It's very clear.
Chin.
Looks smooth.
Selena Gomez.
Oh.
So that, apparently, you merge all them together.
Have we got a picture of this
I'll show you. So this is what... We'll tweet this out at Luke and Lucy FM so you can see it. And this
looks
is the most...
like Cheryl Cole.
That's what people are saying. Looks a bit like Cheryl Cole.
She is... very attractive.
So, yeah, that's it then. As far as we're concerned, shall we call her the most attractive?
Her lips look really odd.
Like what? Whose lips is she supposed to go?
Whose is the hair?
I don't think it says. That's just what the hair will be like, I suppose.
It does look like a nice face, though.
Yeah, do you wish you had that face?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that face. I think my face looks like that already.
I don't. I think your eyesight must be going then, Lucy, unfortunately.
Lying.
And we both know my sight is
Have you
is
ever
going.
Been compared to someone? Like
Justin Timberlake.
Shut up! No, you haven't. Stop lying.
I was walking down the canal once and a drunk girl with a can of Skol in her hand said, "It's Justin Timberlake."
Is this serious?
To which I replied to the girl in the tracksuit, "I'm bringing sexy back."
Oh, jeez. Is that an actual story?
Is that a no then? I don't know.
Please,
look,
is that a story?
Yeah,
you
look
nothing like Justin Timberlake. God help Justin Timberlake if you do.
You know what though, Lucy? I think based on appearances these days, I can scrub up quite well these days. I think I'm doing alright.
Okay,
in my opinion.
Got your new jacket with your girlfriend
got
chose.
Got my new jacket that my girlfriend chose.
You are killing it.
Yeah, I got some new jeans that my mum helped me out with the other day.
Skinny jeans?
Skinny jeans.
Oh my goodness. You could be Brad Pitt.
And we, you know what, actually, another drunk girl referred to me as Brad.
Shut up.
Have you ever, who's people mistaken you for?
Okay, so when I was really younger, obviously, like you say, I have changed in appearance now, but when I was like a teenager, they used to say I look like Jessica out of Liberty X.
Wow.
A lot of people said that.
Yeah, that's not a compliment.
To, I know, I'm not a big fan of Jessica. I got referred to as Keira Knightley once.
Were they drunk?
Wasn't drunk, but I didn't see it myself. Yeah, no, maybe it was just my hair at the time.
What did it look like, Keira Knightley's hair?
Maybe it was similar, yeah.
Maybe it was similar.
Same colour.
On that note, if you've ever been referred to as somebody, maybe you're happy with your appearance, or if you're not happy and you want inspirational tips from Lucy, then you can, in fact, tweet us. At Luke and Lucy FM, and a girl
who
looks like Keira Knightley can advise you on what that is. We are back.
I have got good hair though.
Yeah, it's fake. We're back with episode 37 of Luke and Lucy FM next week. Thank you so much for listening. Please do leave us an iTunes review, because if you don't, we're going to have surgery to paint a smile on our faces.
Yep. Don't let that happen to us, please.
Just leave us an iTunes review. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/ Luke and Lucy FM for all previous episodes. We're going to leave you with Marcus Bentley, a man who actually doesn't look like he sounds, does he?
No, he doesn't actually. I remember when I saw him, I thought he'd look differently.
Google a photo right now as you listen to this of Marcus Bentley, and we'll leave you with his succulent voice. A man
succulent.
It is succulent though,
he's
isn't
not a
it?
Piece of meat.
Well, we're all pieces of meat, Lucy. That's what this entire episode's been about. Oh.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.